Do you have a product or business that you want to advertise on the Real Ass Podcast or other Gas Digital podcasts? Well, right now, go to theadside.com and click on the advertisers button for more information.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican rattlesnake, king of things, point guard of podcasting, coming at you like Cleopatra in your mama's butt cheeks from the East Village here at the Gas Digital Studios with my partner in crime, as always, the one and only international superstar Zach D'Amico, looking like a fucking marshmallow peep today.
I'm feeling good, baby. You know I love my neon.
Dude, if I love my neon, your fucking belly as I make you suck my cock.
Wow.
That seems uncomfortable for both of us.
Knee belly position as I put my cock right in your mouth, doggy. That's a real position in jiu-jitsu.
Is it a real position in cock sucking? This is more my concern.
I don't know that my dick's long enough to get my dick over your mouth, but we could try it.
Yeah, because between your dick and my belly, that's a lot.
It's a lot of distance, folks. Look, we have an incredible show planned today. You know him, you love him, back by popular demand from the No Offense Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Yurum's back on the show.
Hi, guys. There it is. How is everyone?
And also, you know her from the Being Ian with Jordan Podcast. Jordan Jensen joins the Real Ass Podcast for the first time.
Oh, finally.
It's been a big deal. I did podcasts with you before. We did Bobby Kelly's podcast. Maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
I thought that was yours and Bobby Kelly's at the time.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Look at that.
When Gabby Bryan was there?
When Gabby was there, yeah.
Were we all guests, all three of us?
Yeah. Oh. I'm just like, you know, I was, you know, one of the regulars. I'm sort of a podcasting legend.
I've heard this.
So, yeah, you're sitting amongst podcasting royalty right now.
Nice.
Not a big deal. Uh-huh. Whatever, you can relax. You don't have to be nervous. Not even a big deal right now.
I was just here the other day on Shannon's podcast.
That's a much smaller show. That's not.
You know what I'm going to say? What? My favorite podcast of all time in this room. I'm going to say it.
What?
Mike Vecchione's.
Mike Vecchione investigates.
I've never felt more fucked up than after that podcast.
Why? What happened? What do you do?
Because you're just speaking in absurdities the entire time. Yeah. Nothing is earnest.
Nothing
100%. So you leave you don't know what's...
It's the opposite of this podcast. That's the not real ass podcast.
This okay,
is the
great. Real so ass I'll podcast. Hate this one.
Everything is extremely... I've never used the word earnest. It's extremely earnest.
Great.
I just learned on the show.
We save Christmas. We go to camp. We go to jail. We go to Africa later.
We really do. By the way, that is
we get scared stupid.
That is the theme of the Real Ass Podcast is just all of the Ernest movies. We have an incredible show planned today. I'm very, very excited about it, Jordan. People do love you. You're a person that people fucking talk about. They like you. They think you're very funny. You got a lot of kicking up a lot of dust. People like Jordan Jensen.
Nice.
Yeah, it's the fact. You did Skankfest this past year. We're going to get to fucking know Jordan Jensen. This is going to be a big fucking show. First, let's get our plugs. Get them out of the way. By the way, this is a pre-tape for Friday. Shoot. So this comes out on Friday. We'll be airing at 11 a.m. So keep that in mind. Doug, what are you plugging on?
Follow me on Instagram at the Doug Yurum podcast. No Offense Podcast, and follow me on Instagram. I got all my fucking dates up there. It's going to be a busy month.
Hell yeah. God bless you. Or was that a cough?
It was a sneeze. I would have hit the cough button if it was a cough.
Right, sneeze button doesn't exist. It's a good point. Jordan, what you plugging on?
If you are in Bloomington, Indiana, I'm at the Comedy Attic this weekend, and then I'm at Spokane the following weekend, and after that, I'm at Springfield, Massachusetts. So go to those shows, get tickets.
Oh, I just saw your name on the billboard.
In Springfield? How was it?
It roared.
It was good?
It was roaring, yeah. It was actually really good. Saturday night was close to sold out, and then Friday night it wasn't sold out, but it was like packed, and they had a lot of energy.
I'm not a huge fan of the name Roar. It triggers my, 2000, Katie what was
Perry.
That year, Zach, with okay. Roar, emo cupcake.
I thought
leggings.
it was called LOL, but it was a Chinese club.
Really good. Love it. Did you notice with my Chinatown hoodie? I'm allowed to wear this, right?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, great.
Cultural appropriation.
Yeah, I'm on Instagram at Jordan Jensen, LOL. Stop. I'm now out of the closet. I had an alias on Twitter, but now I'm out of the closet at Big Boy Wombus on Twitter. He was an undercover guy who was saying some naughty things, but now I'm just coming out.
And it's you now. Okay, yeah, good.
Me. Oh, good.
All right, love it. Support Jordan. She rules. Zach Amico.
March 25th, I'm at Laugh It Up Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie with Andy Malafarina. On April the 1st, I'm at Soul Joe's in Pennsylvania. And then April the 4th, I'm at New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. More dates coming up. I know I got Bensholm, Pennsylvania, and a few others in the works.
Live stuff this weekend, Yonkers Comedy Club. The great Zach Amico coming along with me March 9th through the 11th. Then the 16th through the 18th, American Comedy Company, San Diego, California. The great Chris Faga joining us on those gigs, which will be a lot of fun. Going to be in St. Louis, West Jordan, Utah, Houston, Texas, Lafayette, Louisiana, and a lot of other dates. Legion of Skanks doing our first little theater run ever in New England in August 10th through 12th. We'll be in Boston at the Wilbur, and we'll be at Foxwoods Casino and New Hampshire at some other fucking big ass place. Live theater. Live stand-up shows, live podcasts, and a lot of other stuff. Detroit going up soon. Grand Rapids going up soon. Nashville going up soon. Chicago going up soon. Lots of stuff. The summer's going to be fucking wild. And I'm working on a new special. So tune in and watch out for that. Subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. Thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else. Beats any fucking Patreon, in my opinion. Any Patreon worth more than any Patreon, in my opinion. What is it? $9 a month?
What's it on?
GasDigitalNetwork.com. The new Gas Digital Network.
Is that with the discount?
I don't even know.
What do you guys think about Rumble? Should we switch over to Rumble?
Soon.
I know.
We still put my free shit. I just got kicked off of YouTube.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Legion of Skanks got kicked off 100,000 subscribers.
Oh, what? That's right. You and Column. Column got it back. You'll get it back.
Column got it back. Mm-hmm. How did Column get it back?
I think he said he just laid low. It's like shadow ban. I've been shadow banned a million times, and they just, it's all the same now. Did you notice that? How TikTok is like community guidelines, and then we're like, that's weird. And then Instagram, community guidelines, and now YouTube, community guidelines. I think it's all the same thing.
Maybe, yeah. So but did he get his actual channel back with his actual subscribers?
Did Column right accidentally now, upload hardcore pornography?
Shut the fuck up, Zach.
I don't know what he said.
Shut
I think
the fuck up, Zach. Whose side are you on, midget? Dude? It's fucking crazy, dude.
It is crazy that they would upload that.
Yeah, it was an accident. They didn't know. They're dumb.
Yeah.
They're stupid. They work for me.
But Column's YouTube has 14,800 subscribers.
Yeah, he got it back.
Yeah.
Shannon, call Column right now. Ask him how he got it back. This is crazy.
Okay.
You have to email some office somewhere, like a fucking executive office?
Yeah. I don't know. We have no idea, man.
He was really calm about it when I saw him. I was livid. I was pacing. I was like, we're in a fascist America. We got to switch over.
He was Column?
He was very calm. Column was calm, if you can believe it.
Yeah. He was out there just fucking raping. So look, Column rules. Good for him. I don't think we're getting our channel back because we fucked up. I don't think Column actually fucked up. I think there was like a random fake shit, right? Like,
no,
Column
he
was
got
just
flagged
saying,
enough times, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I can't collab on Instagram anymore with anybody because I've gotten enough community guidelines. Like, me and Ian can't collaborate on posts.
Or do you have a blue check on Instagram? I don't think they would give me a blue check because of the amount of times that I've gone again. Because I think when you say you're shadow banned, it sounds cool. Like, oh, dude, I'm fucking shadow banned. I'm too dangerous. But no, I'm an idiot. And I threaten rape upon my fans to be funny. I'm not even really threatening that. Like, I'm like, hey, dude, shut up. I'm going to fuck your mouth to be funny. Like, that's a bit that I do with my fans. They love when I talk that way to them. And then some other person just... They fucking...
Have you noticed this new thing?
What?
Where you'll go to post a comment and it'll be like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time you say fuck, they ask you that.
Different... It was like past posts including these words have been
flagged.
Mine, I won't even type something in and it's like, hey, Jordan, before you even begin, we just want to say people are your friends. Calm down. Okay? Are you on your period? We know this breakup's been rough. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
Every single time I go to do it.
Speaking of periods, you have Column? Yeah. Put them on, please.
Hold on one sec.
Go ahead, caller.
Column?
Yeah.
Eh.
That's what he's going to say.
Hold on. Oh, wait. Hold on. Maybe that. So there. Should be good.
Column, you there?
Yeah.
You did say yeah. Oh. You're on the Real Ass Podcast right now. Doug Yurum, Jordan
honor.
Jensen. It is an honor.
It's an honor.
Hi, Column.
It's been a while.
Who's that?
Jordan.
Hey, Jordan.
So here's the deal. Jordan was just telling me that you got your YouTube channel back. Why did you fucking call me in solidarity when the Legion of Skanks channel got fucking taken down, but you failed to mention that you have a path to getting it back?
Oh, that was just a breakdown in communication. I wasn't holding that back. I thought you knew that. I don't know. I thought we both knew all the information. I wasn't.
Did not know that. I was like, I thought you were going, hey, dude, that sucks. Like, it does suck, right? And then we hung up, and that was that. Why don't you fucking help me for once?
He's just taking all your followers. Sucker. Come here.
Dude, Colm is a fucking real, he's a real taker. He loves to take. He does not like to give.
I don't have anything to give. What do you want?
You have information. You have a fucking in at YouTube.
I do, yeah, but I thought you had a guy at YouTube. That's what you said.
No, you're my guy.
I'll talk to that guy.
Oh, you talked to a guy? I thought you just laid low.
No, I appealed it. In fairness, I've never had any strikes or anything against me.
In fairness. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, I really apologize.
But yeah, you appealed it. You appealed it, and they accepted your appeal.
They apparently, according to this guy, but I don't know. This guy just works at.
We've appealed it three times, and they said, "Please stop appealing. It ain't happening."
Oh,
they don't find you appealing. Yeah.
It is a bit different, though. You guys go a bit harder than Colm, don't you? Colm says like midget. You guys have people sucking their own dicks.
Yeah,
on stage and stuff. You're a Rumble podcast. You might need to go to Rumble.
Yeah.
You got to pack your bags and Rumble.
It's good for your brand to be off YouTube, but probably. I'll just text that guy. But
text that guy, Colm.
I don't know what he does.
I appreciate it. Guys, go support Colm Turrell's Midnight Circus this Friday night at The Stand when this comes out tonight. I'll be there. I'm coming back from my shitty shows in Yonkers. I'm kidding. My shows in Yonkers are going to rule. All right, Colm. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, buddy. All right. So let's get this thing going. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's play Twitter Night. Let's play Twitter Night.
Yay.
This rules. I could do this all day.
Twit or Night.
All right. You guys know what's up. We're going to figure out if this next chick is Twit or Night. I don't know. Sometimes they're a little bit of both, right? Jordan.
I love this.
Are you a lesbian?
No.
You got lesbian vibes.
You know what?
What?
Yeah, in a drawer next to her bed.
What today is giving off lesbian vibes? What do you mean?
Your whole thing.
This is a hoodie? This is what bothers me. Everybody thinks I'm gay. My mothers are gay. I have three lesbian moms. I didn't have a feminine role model, okay? Nice. But I'm very straight.
But they're all like bulldike-y lesbian.
No. Michelle's a lipstick lesbian. Her name's Donna, you know what I mean? Donna. And my mom. They're mostly butch, but, you know.
Okay. All right. So that's what it is. It's just not a lot of feminine energy. But I remember when we did Bobby Kelly's podcast, you had a boyfriend, I think, at the time.
I always have
some guy.
Some fucking person ruining my life. Nice. Maybe I will become gay.
Maybe.
But no, I'm not gay.
But you haven't hooked up with chicks before.
I'm just capable. That's
have
all that it is.
Have you hooked up with chicks?
I've tried. I hate it.
You tried. Blah, blah, blah. You went down on a chick. You ate pussy.
I couldn't get my mouth.
No, she went blah, blah, blah.
I got close. I was talking into it like this microphone.
Wow.
I was like, I'm coming in.
And you smelled it and you said, no way, I can't put my mouth on it.
You got that close and did nothing?
I did nothing. I literally was looking right at it.
You didn't touch it.
And it was a beautiful one.
Wow.
It was
a hot chick.
Jesus.
Beautiful chick.
Oh, man.
So
what is this? It's turning me on for some reason right now. Okay, hold on.
I've
can you turn on the sexy music, please?
Porn.
Hold on. Calm down. Tell the story. I'm sorry. Jordan, go back.
It was a threesome.
It was a threesome with a guy and a gal.
Yes.
Damn. Sorry, I ruined the sexy music, but I needed it in here. That's great.
But I've had like women be like, please, can we please date? And I'm like, okay, I'll go on a couple dates. And I hate it. I don't know if it's...
Do you like making out with them or that bothers you? Everything
no,
bothers
too
you.
Soft. It's poached eggs with no toast. I don't like it. It's too squishy.
That's fucking
you need a little bit of crunch. You need a little.
I mean, not only do I,
the texture. It's just too soft.
Yeah, and I don't. I like.
It's like when you have egg salad without any celery in it. You're like, this makes no sense.
It is brutal for me. I mean, my lesbian moms. I mean, it's like they gave me a lot of high tea, but I love the D. You know what I mean?
Loving the D. Okay, so you had a threesome with this guy. This is your ex boyfriend or your boyfriend? It's
no,
just a dude.
Just a friend.
A friend. Oh, wow. Where are these gals out there that are just willing to fuck you with other chicks that are your friends?
I gotta have friends like that.
I gotta have
friends
like that.
I have no friends
like that.
Don't exist. There's not one girl that's ever like, you wanna have a threesome with me and my friend.
I've had girls that wanna have threesomes, but they're always fucking, these bitches have no confidence. They're just trying to make me happy. Oh, that's not great. Hot. No, that's not hot.
I was the person with no confidence. I literally was so nervous that I was just singing the X-Files theme song the whole time.
While he's fucking you, or while
the while they were getting ready, I was just
So you're an echo.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. And then I was like, okay, here we go. And
you guys did like kiss each other, like, and you were just not into it. You're awkward now talking about it.
It might be how much women come on to me that if men came on to me the way women did, I wouldn't be into men.
Right.
But with men, it always is a bit of a like a chase because they're like, no, I'm not gay, dude. I'm not going to date you. And I'm like, no, let's date.
Yeah.
But if men were coming at me the way
some guys
women
like,
are,
it's like, what's up, bro? Yeah. You want to go get a beer? And you're like, all right, I want to fuck this guy.
Yeah. And then, but if a girl is like, if I was getting at it,
right?
Yes. If people were poaching me,
that's what's going on. Chicks come on to you because you come off very lesbian-y, and that's not a knock on
you. If you saw my mom, you would be like, oh, you just literally move like your mom. You just are moving. You're just mimicking her.
You know what it is? You actually, you're right. It's not lesbian or mom in the 90s.
Yes.
You have a 90s mom vibe.
That's the nicest thing I've ever heard. That's all I want.
Just no mullet with hairspray or anything
it's
like that.
It's just like she's got shit going on. Yeah. She's got a household to keep up. You
three
know,
kids
it's like,
to fucking look after. Yeah.
I have a lot of things in baskets at home. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah.
She can't stand her fucking husband or hubby. It's like, Natalie, did you think that Jordan was a lesbian? Because you are a lesbian, bisexual, major gaydar, obviously.
It was sort of, it was the same with Andrea, too. Also, it's like a little bit gay vibes, but I also wasn't surprised.
Andrea is a liar. Andrea is a gay robot, so.
Andrea Allen? She is bi.
Andrea, was that Andrea's last name?
No.
No,
Andrea
she
was
our
office manager.
Yeah.
Not, she's a.
She's a comic too.
She's a comic. Not Andrea. I know who you're thinking of.
Like Caitlin Palufo, people say is gay, and I'm like, she just is sporty, and you guys are idiots. With me, people are like, no, you are gay, and it is because I'm capable. I think that's what it is.
I do carpentry and I drive a motorcycle, and I think
I move efficiently, which women don't do. I think women have a lot of, and not to be a woman hater, but I think women do move in a way that's a little, and I think I don't do that.
Women, you know what it is? Women don't have fine motor skills.
Right.
Right. And
it's why they can't drive.
It's why they can't drive. It's why anytime I see a fucking, a female cop, I'm like, what are you going to do with that gun? You're going to fumble it out of your hand. You're going to drop it. You're going to shoot yourself. What are you even fucking doing?
Well, for me,
here?
I see the female cop and I'm like, you're gay.
Yeah. You're like, look at that lesbian. Sure. And then she comes on to you and she fucking puts you in cuffs. And all of a sudden you're in the middle of a makeup session that you're not enjoying very much.
I might fuck a woman cop.
Female cop. That would be hot.
What makes that different from like a regular?
A gun to my head.
Oh.
That's all I'm really looking for.
It can all come if there's a gun to you.
The authority and the gun.
So you, Natalie, you would have assumed lesbian from Jordan Jensen.
I wouldn't have been surprised. Either way,
we're learning some stuff about it.
I don't know what to do about it. I don't know the amount of people I meet.
You're funny, which is fucking the most important thing that a comic
could
be.
That's what keeps dudes away, though.
No, guys like it. My audience likes a funny bitch. My audience, they get turned on by it.
They rarely see one.
they really do. Like fucking
does not count. Even anybody gets turned off.
No, but she's girly, hot. Yeah. But no, look, Kim is hot and Karen's hot. And like those girls are obviously like hot, but they're also funny. That's why I think my audience really digs them. Mm-hmm. But they love like fucking Maddie Smith, who's a plain bitch, and fucking they love her, dude. They're like, oh, she's so fucking hot, dude. Yeah, Katie fucking their big old fucking Irish
but here's
forehead.
The thing, though.
Shut the fuck up. These fucking not you, I was saying.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I know you.
But they love her because they're funny and they're confident and they fucking kind of like
they want their balls stepped on.
My audience just, I think everyone thinks that my audience doesn't like female comics.
Mm-hmm.
My audience doesn't like unfunny, thin-skinned female comics.
Right.
If you're funny and you could bust balls and just fuck around, my audience will fucking, like, literally fall in love with you 100%. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened with most of the chicks that come on these shows.
But what she's saying is, like, those guys who are your audience will not really approach a girl. Like, they're hesitant. Because if they really want it, they would approach. But then they're nerdy.
I teach my guys.
Of my dating issues is my fault. I do choose people who hate. That's what I'm into. I'm into a dude who's like, I'm never going to date you. And I'm like, okay, year and a half is what we're going to be doing. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah. It is.
You don't. So that you're attracted to a guy who
is not
shut off or is. What is it? Is it just the chase? Is it because you're trying to get. Because that's something, obviously, you know?
If a guy is like, I'm into you, let's go out, it's 100% no. If a guy is like, I don't know, I kind of view you more as like a friend, I'm like, we're dating.
That's every woman. Dating.
You try to capture his jizz.
I think it's because I mean, it depends on, if somebody's like, I don't really do relationships, that's definitely where my, because then if they're in a relationship with me, then I'm like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I say that every time I start dating someone.
Yes.
I don't want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
And that is just essentially.
Why don't you want to be in a relationship?
Well, I am in a relationship.
Oh.
But when I start dating, when I'm single and I start dating multiple people, if I'm going out at the same time, I always tell them all that I don't want to be in a relationship. It's just a defense mechanism, just to sort of set a lower expectation. Mm-hmm. And every time those girls start to immediately fall in love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Immediately. But the whole, what I'm trying to do, and it's really some fuckboy shit, because what I do is then I take them out to a nice place and I treat them really nicely and I'm like, no, but I don't want to be your boyfriend. And then it drives them out of their fucking mind.
That is not fuckboy. That is Puerto Rican. Shit. That's great. That's what you're supposed to do.
That's what a fuckboy does, right? They act like they're sort of...
No, a fuckboy,
I get confused about the definition of a fuckboy.
You're describing a Puerto Rican or an Italian. You're describing like... That's cultural. No,
fuckboys
are like, are you up right now? Come over. I have Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
I always considered...
I think fuckboys are poor.
I always thought a fuckboy was somebody who sort of pretended that they were looking for something more, but it was really just to get laid.
But you're not. You're telling them right off the bat that you don't want a relationship, nothing like
that. But my actions, which the subtext of your actions are more important than your words. We use our words to lie all the time,
exactly.
Right? I I'm a bullshit artist, right? You can't believe what somebody says,
right.
But you can believe their actions. If I'm gazing into this bitch's eyes and holding her hands and fucking caressing her face.
That's called romance. Even though
I'm going, I don't want to be with you. But I'm doing all of those things. I can understand why maybe she would... take that. Shannon, I see you wanting to chime in. Shannon knows about fuckboys.
I was trying to find like a dictionary, but I agree with you, Lewis. I think that a fuckboy is a guy that is, will do all the things, will do whatever to get the girl in bed, but you're not out for a long-term thing. But you'll do the things to like make her think that you are.
I'm always out for a long-term thing if the bitch can get me. If she can get me, like, because I'm a serial monogamist, right? So I'll start dating some chicks. Mm-hmm. And if the chick fucking understands how to play her cards right, like my girl now, she understood how to fucking get her hooks into me. Mm-hmm. And that's it. Now I'm here.
She 23?
No, she doesn't want me to say her age.
Oh, good job. Good for you.
She doesn't want me to say
her age. You're doing what every guy does. We can't come right out and be like,
but she looks
23.
She's fucking super hot and she's fucking, but she's a little more mature. She's fucking.
Good for you.
Good for you. Proud of you.
Good chick, good chick.
That's
she got her fucking, she got her hooks right into me.
Ah, God damn it,
she
Lewis.
She played it the right way.
That's bad.
What's the right way? Yeah, what's the right way? Good question, Jordan. Sorry, just proud of myself for that. It came out of my body, I didn't even mean to ask it.
You know, it was, she didn't play it there. That's the wrong thing. She was just the right chick. You know, she was independent. There was an independence to her.
She didn't over text you. She played a little hard to get. She was busy.
Yeah, it's long distance as well. I think that made
she's not around.
Yeah, that made every time we saw each other, it was like, oh my God, like I'm really, really fucking in.
That's amazing. That's what you need.
Yeah, long distance. I think, dude, I've done two long distance relationships, and both of the times they worked really well while we were long distance.
And then when they came like closer, it was over.
We almost killed each other.
Yes.
Has she come closer yet?
So we are in the process of talking about her moving here.
Oh, no.
The next step is she's coming in May. For the whole month of May, she's coming. Oh, geez. And she came for the holidays between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
That was good.
Now she's like looking at Airbnb, the apartment in LA, spending the summer. I just signed a new lease with a place with like a heated in-ground saltwater pool. I'm going to get my hooks in her now.
Yeah.
And that's going to be that.
She finds out you're renting it.
Nice.
Yeah. No, she knows I'm renting it.
I was just in LA. Fuck LA. She'll like it here.
Yeah. No, LA is great, but
you go there for the winter, but you can't. Yeah. The server is sitting down at your tables.
Oh, that's too
much. You know what I mean? I just couldn't. There was a certain point. I was like, it's so beautiful, the pastels. I could have my motorcycle out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice. But then at a certain point,
a server sits at your table. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
get the
down,
fuck up.
Like,
what are you doing,
babe? And you're like, get the fuck away from me. This is not. I need to go back immediately.
That's a great reason to hate LA.
Yeah.
And it maybe is the only place in the world that happens. That is a great, poignant observation about Los Angeles. You'll be sitting there at a diner and some bitch will just sit next to you and you'll be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Get the fuck up.
She's your waitress?
And she's not writing it down. She's like, just tell me what you want. Like looking at you with like
compassion.
I'm like, I'm not going to tip you for this. I'm supposed to feel like a rich king.
Yeah.
That's why we go out to eat.
Yeah, we're not equals.
To have, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's what.
Stop making eye contact with
me. Yeah, this whole game that we're playing is that you probably make more money than me, but let me pretend, you know?
Doggy, I hate a waiter that doesn't write the shit down.
It's the worst.
Dude, you don't write it down.
Just pretend. Just scribble on the notebook.
If you make a mistake, it's over.
Yeah.
It's on.
Wait, when does that happen? You've been at restaurants where they're not writing shit down?
Oh, yeah. It's like it's a cocky thing they do. But they're like, me and Big J, we went to a ramen place. And this guy, we were ordering all this shit, dude. And he just wasn't writing it down. And I was like, you should maybe write this down. He's like, I got it. And he came back with like two wrong things. And I was like, Jay, because Jay was paying. He was headlining. I was like, you're not tipping this guy. He was like, no, dude, I have to. I was like, no. And then I took the check from him and I wrote in. No, I tipped it. I tipped him like $5, and I wrote a little note that said, would have been more had you written down the fucking order.
Yeah. Good for you. Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
I like to really let them know.
That's the worst. And they're taking your order, and they're like, and I've got it, with the eyes closed.
They never have it.
I've never had this happen before.
I'm such a stickler for good service. Yeah. All I want
Me
is
too.
Good service.
Me too. Yeah. Oh, this bookstore cunt
really
in L.A. Yeah.
That's, I think, why. I think I'm emotional about money. So when I spend it, I'm almost like, do you know what I had to go through to get this?
Yeah. Yeah.
You motherfucker. Just understand. Give me my fucking frittata and fucking understand that this was my blood, sweat, and tears. I take it that like
yeah, totally.
I think of every fucking, like, I spent a decade being so poor in comedy. I'm talking about like
poor at comedy.
No, still poor at comedy. this fucking guy kicker. But I spent so long being so broke and without. Not only there's a difference between being broke and like maybe you're graduate school and you're eating ramen every day, right? You go like, okay, there's a path here.
Yes.
I know what we're doing.
The light at the end of the
With
tunnel.
Comedy, it's like you're going like, it may never work out. Yeah. And you know that as you're doing it, you're going like, fuck, dude, like I'm just doing this. And
these might be the good days.
These might be the best years of all of this where you're broke, you're hopping turnstiles. Everything feels so much worse. Every argument you get into your girlfriend, when you're broke, you don't know where your fucking next paycheck is coming from. Your rent's due in 2 days. You just don't have it.
Yeah.
Everything hurts.
Yeah.
Everything. A cool breeze hurts your skin when you're that fucking broke. And when I spend money now on anything, I get very emotional. And if somebody takes my money and they're not giving me like quality service, I treat it like a personal affront. Like they're attacking everything that I've ever done. And I think back to the worst times of my life and I get into this like psychotic mental space. And that's why I attack Uber drivers.
I flipped out last night. This guy was like, do you want an Uber at the airport? And he was like, let's go. Coffee are you asking for? I want to also ask for that.
You got to just do this.
Just do this? Wow. wow, that service. What are we doing? Holy shit.
That's how I get water in here.
Yeah, yeah. Just like this. We got to, well, water you have to tap three times.
I'm at the airport. Lines backed up of taxis. Lifts can't get through. Guy's like, do you want a taxi? I'm like, yeah, but like what? I'm going deep Brooklyn.
Yeah.
How much? And he was like, how much you pay for the Uber? And I was like, 50. I like
$12.
Yeah, right.
$12.
And then I was like, I'll give you 60. And he was like, okay, 60, no problem. Gets in the car. We get to my house. Okay, this is like a big black dude, and he goes, $90. It's going to be $90. And I was like, absolutely. And like tore my door, opened his trunk. And I was like, I will pay you $60 with a tip. And that is the most that you're getting. And then I just walked into a separate, like I walked onto somebody else's porch and waited for him to leave and then went back to my house. But that I was.
Did you pay him the 60?
I paid him the 60,
of
course.
Did you still tip him?
But he said 90. Yeah, I tipped him.
Ah, fuck him.
No, but the $90. Well, I had to get out of the fucking car. That's what his whole
thing. See, being a woman, it's just that's what sucks about being
that
a chick.
That is true.
I would have said, I was like, he would have been like $90. And I'd be like, $50.
Yeah. It was crazy.
He'd be like, what? I'm like, $45. Say one more word, cocksucker.
I was so full of rage. That's what sucks, is that you can't do anything as a woman. Yeah. I was so pissed.
Carry a gun.
I want to carry a taser.
Nah, fuck that.
Because if you make that noise, people get scared.
If you tase me, just so you know, you're just going to charge my anger.
Yeah,
like,
it's like prodding a bull.
If you tased me, I would just start to, like, you'd be supercharging me.
Yeah.
And then I would start to punch you.
Oh, like
a
supersonic.
Yeah, dude.
Have you been tased?
Yes. On Legion of Skanks, we tased each other, to be funny. And it doesn't, like...
stop you.
It's not going to put you down.
It feels good.
I mean, I get kind of, it makes you come.
It feels good.
I love it.
It's the only way
I can get hard.
I really have become obsessed with it.
Have you really been tased? Have you tased yourself?
Me and Ian have a little taser that we tase ourselves on the podcast, I am now addicted to it.
Well, that's a stun gun, though, right? Not like the actual.
Not the one that shoots the palm.
Not that.
Oh, yeah.
Those are hilarious.
That's the real taser.
What are you going to do? You have to be like, excuse me, sorry, sir. And you have to untake your little.
Yeah, you take the fucking thing.
Yeah, dude. My prongs would get all tangled. I'd be like, I can't use this again now. How do you get it all back in? Is it a one time use?
No, that's it. It's a one time use. You just rip it off, you put a new one on.
That's cool. I like that because I like the idea of having bullets.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't have a
projectile.
Yes, I like that.
Just anything to fucking. Dude, my son, I mean, I have a 10-year-old, so he's the perfect age for, like, just projectiles are in my house. Amazing. I have Nerf guns up the wazoo.
I don't want kids except for when you and Bobby talk about your children. I literally can't. The other day we're at the cellar, and Bobby's just going, standing next to me, staring at his son, and he smacks me. He's like, look at this. Look at this little prick. And he looks, and his son is getting the number of this, like, other little young girl. And he's like,
oh, nice.
Hell God yeah.
Bless. He's a little
look
pimp.
Look at my son. Thank I was like, son. This is.
So Bobby's son and my son are truly best friends.
Yes.
Like, actual best
maybe
friends.
Maybe gay.
Maybe gay together.
Yeah.
We're taking them on a father-son trip to Costa Rica this June once they graduate the fourth grade. And, they're James has been to every one of Max's birthday parties since he was one. These kids have grew up together. They're the same age, same grade. They're fucking, it's great. And it's really fucking awesome. And it's very rewarding.
That's, I think, once my friend gets pregnant, I'm going to be like, somebody come inside me quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How old are you now?
31.
Oh, you got time.
Excuse me. What? Thank you. Yeah, you excuse me.
No, I was doing the theme from.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
You got it in my head now.
You got three more years till you're infertile. That's good.
I think I am infertile because I've been doing a lot of raw dogging my whole life, never gotten pregnant. All my friends have had 9 abortions.
Nobody busted in you before, though?
1,000.
Oh, yeah, you might be fucked. Jesus.
Yeah, dude, a nice cream pie salad from a stranger.
Just accidents. Just like, oh, and you're like, don't make
There's
that
no
noise
such thing
behind
as an
me.
Accident. No, there's no such no. thing as an accident.
Okay, well.
You know yeah, when
we
to
know.
Pull out.
It's like if you're ever fucking and a condom breaks, you know.
I don't acknowledge it.
No, you give it
Yeah, I get that. You
seconds.
Can't acknowledge it. Yeah.
No, and I don't think that this should not be rapey at all, by the way. And people will fucking say this is rapey. If the condom breaks, I think you get 30 seconds of raw dogging without saying anything.
Just have a good time at that point.
You can't finish. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought you already finished in the condom and then it broke for some reason. I don't know why I was
saying
that.
That would be crazy.
Well,
how would that happen?
I don't know. I guess
Your
I was imagining
it gets heavier.
Well, I guess heavier. I was imagining that's the issue is no. that you come.
No. What happens is usually if condom's only broken a handful of times for me.
Only once for me.
Only a handful of times. And I remember the first time it broke, I was like, oh my God, I have AIDS. This is it. Like, I was like, it's definitely AIDS. That's it. I mean, I was fucking a guy with AIDS. So,
yeah, that makes
bleeding
sense.
Bleeding everywhere.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. That would do it.
No, but I've had it happen a few times. Usually it's the chick is fucking dried up. The friction is fucking going in. And it just snaps the condom. But it snaps with such the difference of feeling is so extreme.
Yeah.
It's like in The Wizard of Oz when it goes from black and white to color.
Yeah.
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 Ah, shit. Doggy, it's so extreme that it's for you to pretend to not know is absolutely crazy. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YourKratom.com for being a longtime supporter of today's show. YourKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you guys are over 21 and in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YourKratom.com.
Guys, stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations. Just getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you can get a whole kilo delivered right to your door discreetly for just $60. They have all the best strains, incredible customer service, and hey, they're the number one sponsor of everything we do here at Gas Digital.
Marquee sponsors for Skankfest, marquee sponsors for Gas Digital, YoKratom.com. There are brothers from another mother. Go support them. All right, where were we?
Yeah.
Do you think it should be a crime to stealth, which is something that's come up on the show? And I was so ahead of the curve on this. I was saying that stealthing should be a crime. Maybe 5 years before it was a crime.
Yeah. What is stealth? Where you don't put on a condom?
Or no, you say you were a crime and you pull it off behind her back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not. Yeah, it's totally fucked up.
Should it be a crime?
Like, as in rape?
Under the rape umbrella?
Yeah, that's definitely under the rape
umbrella. I don't
think
so. I know that's fucked up, but I just, at a certain point, when you have sex with somebody, you're like dealing with a person. If you're dealing with a stranger, which most of the people doing stealthing are, you kind of have to take the hit for the bullshit they're going to pull. It's like if me and you fuck and I just steal something off your dresser.
Like, you
can call
what?
The cops, but it's like you had a thief in your home. You know what I mean? Like,
you allowed a thief in your
home. Like assess the people you're going to fuck before. Yeah. And if you're fucking a new dude and he's putting a condom on, look behind your back. Look behind you. Maybe turn over, God forbid, you dirty tramp. I'm sorry. Yeah,
why not make a connection with this guy instead of just
look
fucking
him in the eyes.
Biting on your pillow and hoping for the best.
Yes.
It's a great point, Drew.
That is how I feel. But I also am like one of these people who like, I have like, you know, there's, in my family, there's like you know, 1999 style rape when it was like rape. So the Me Too stuff, I'm like, dude, I fucking minored.
Limp Bizkit rape?
Yeah.
Like when people were like, Me Too, I was blackout and had sex with this guy. I'm like, that was my minor in college. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, of course. So I'm a little bit older than you. I'm from the generation. I grew up in the 90s.
When you were raping.
We
raped.
Raped. Me and potatoes, fucking out there raping. The idea of
you walked 5 miles in the snow to rape.
uphill the whole time.
Gas was only $2. That was it.
My brother and I had to share a pair of shoes to rape.
We had to share a condom.
Dougie, we were out there. I mean, the idea of having sex with a drunk person. I mean, we just did that. We just had.
That's
sex.
That's why
with,
you drank.
That
drank.
Was the path why to you getting drank. Late. By the way,
I turned 21. And I graduated high school 2000. I turned 21 2003. This was like, you know, prime raping years. And we would go to the Village Idiot in the East, or it was, I'm sorry, it was West Village. It was 14th Street, 9th Avenue. It was the shittiest bar in the world. There was three of the bars. Okay. There was the Village Idiot, the Patriot, and Yogi's, right? Yogi's on the Upper West Side near Stand Up New York. They had a big bear right out front. Patriot, downtown financial district. Village Idiot, 14th Street, 9th Avenue. These bars were the shittiest dive bars in New York City. They were notorious. They would get like written up in like magazines for like, you got to go to the Village Idiot when you're in New York if you want to see something. Because it was $5 pitchers of beer, $1 kamikaze shots, $2 shots of well whiskey. Like it was, I mean, for being a broke, and they didn't ID. Like you just got in. Like you just went in. I was 19, 20 when I moved here. I spent my 21st birthday there. And we just got fucked up, dude. And we were so drunk. We would just wait. The amount of times that we just waited for the lights to come on at the end, 4 a.m. and be like, who am I going to rape right now? Let's go.
This girl staggering home. Let's get her. How's it going?
That was just the way it was. And
girl's just making rape angels and piles of peanut shells.
Sorry, that girl wasn't raping me. I wasn't raping her. We were raping each other in our own. It was a lot of canceling each other out. That's a story of, remember the girl who faked the British accent?
Yeah.
I had a girl, I've told it before on the podcast, but I'll tell the quick version of it. I'm at the Village Idiot, right? And I meet this girl, and she's like, oh, I'm from England. Oh, you know, I'm here for the summertime study.
I'm here on holiday.
So I'm like, oh, and she was like a 5. Yeah. Like, but because she had a British accent, I was like, she might be a 7.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, let's go.
British accent. Yeah, yeah.
So then I bring her home, or I bring her to like my buddy's place, and I fuck her. We have sex. And then the sun's coming up. And she's like, oh, I've got a confession to make.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, what? She's like, I'm actually from New Jersey.
Yeah, that was
that's
me.
Rape right
I
there.
Was
there.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was like, oh, wow, that's not anywhere near. Like, then just the same way in the fucking Wizard of Oz, it became apparent how ugly she was. Yeah. I was like, oh.
I got to get my dick tested
and
immediately.
Then she goes, oh, no, I knew this before when it happened. She was a virgin. So when it happened, I fucking put it in. She was like, ah. And I was like, wait, what's going on? She's like, I'm a virgin. I've never done this before. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And I just did it. And then I had this fucking chick who lived in Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey virgin is way different.
It's way different. Dirty.
Oh.
Yeah, not good.
A dirty virgin. A Jersey virgin is a virgin because nobody will touch her.
No.
You know what I mean?
She probably sucked a lot of cocks. That's what they do in Jersey.
I also just think it's so circumstantial. Like me and my sister, when she was younger, she had like a bona fide rape. He went to jail and stuff.
Oh, no.
If she sleeps in bed with a dude and wakes up and they're like trying to fuck her, she flips out. And she's like, that feels like rape to me. For me, I'm like, that's pretty much the only way I have sex. I have to wake up having sex
It's truly about communication because my chick likes it when I don't ask.
Yes, yeah, yes.
She wants me to like take it. She like she literally she told me that. She was like, I don't want you to ask. She was like, that's like a pussy move. Like,
go in dry, you make it wet with your dick. Yeah. That's what we want.
Some women that is like straight up, they're like, that's fucking wild.
Yeah.
I'm sleeping, I can't consent. It's just about communicating. You have to know who you're with. I couldn't be with a chick who I'm teetering on that fucking. Sometimes I just wake up with a boner. And I just want to fucking go.
I would date dudes who would wake up. I would wake them up and be like, yo, not right now. And they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, you're half inside me, bro. And they're like, oh, wow. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? And it's fine. But it's like that happens with men.
And
like,
by the way, and I'm not discounting the girl who says that actually makes her uncomfortable, right?
It totally makes sense. If anything, like I feel like the
My son's mother, I remember she had this conversation once. I guess some guy just like grabbed her ass on the street, right?
Yeah.
Like, grabbed her ass. And she was like, fuck off, asshole. And like, that was that, you know. Tough enough chick, right? She walked away, told me the story later. We both kind of laughed about it. Like, it wasn't like, but another girl, that literally could be the be all end all of her year. Like, that could really fuck her up. And it could really be like, I was assaulted. I'm now a victim. Like, they put them in that category.
Yeah, so they become like agoraphobic.
It depends on who you are, how you deal with things. You know, some people, they fucking really don't want to be touched. Mm-hmm. They really just don't want to fuck. You know, you put your hands on them. They're like, dude, don't fucking touch me.
Yeah.
And that happened with Tanner recently. Remember that with Tanner, like whatever it was, like
I was going to say that. I don't remember what it was. I put my hand on his
shoulder or something, and he was like, don't touch me. And I was like, I was offended, right? But then I had to very quickly do the mental gymnastics to go, it's not me. Some people just don't want to be fucking touched. It's not like a thing, you know what I'm saying? But then he made the point to say, it is you. If it was Natalie, I wouldn't have a problem with it. And then I got really offended, and now he's been on my shit list ever since that conversation.
I have a problem with the touching thing. I just have it with for me, it's a lot of times it's like women will do it. Like, men typically know they're bound, like they'll know to like give you a hard pat or like a hug, but women will do a thing where they like slowly crawl into your lap while they're talking to you, and it gives me a full panic attack. I'm like, get the fuck. Or they'll walk up and they're like, oh my god, your earrings. I'm like, just take them, keep them, you can have them, I don't want them.
They do a figure eight around your ankles.
Yeah, totally. You're like, get out of here. Yeah,
like Pepe Le Pew. Yeah. You're like,
yes.
By the way, hard pat is her third mom's name. Yeah.
What's hard pat?
It was a joke.
Oh, hard pat. That's a good. That's a great.
We never did Hot for Teacher. That's how good this show is being, that we just ADD'd the conversation.
Did we ever? We never Twitter night.
I love
that's what I meant. Yeah. That's what I meant. Twitter night. We never did Twitter night. How fucking wild is that? It's a good podcast so far, guys.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, I'm so excited. I was just watching The Social Network, and it was like it started with rating
hot
women.
Or not. Yeah, yeah.
And I was watching it being like, please let me play this game.
Yeah. Well, this is it. This is essentially our own version of this. Shannon, who do we got on today's episode of Twitter Night?
Okay. So her name is Ekaterina Lysina.
Ekaterina Lysina. Hot name.
That's already hot.
Hot name.
She has the world's record for the longest leg. She's 6'9".
6'9". 69. That's a hot height.
That's the hottest height you can get.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Look at those fucking like big old feet. Yeah. Holy shit.
It's like a size 13.
It is size 13.
She has veal.
It is a 13.
She's made of veal.
Yeah, I fucking pointed that one.
I mean.
What?
Oh, come on. You wouldn't go up on her?
Look at the size of this bitch.
She's a tall bitch.
Look at her shoes, though.
I feel bad that
she's playing it up.
Yeah, she's leaning into it.
Instagram.
Long-legged model. Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's toy, doggy. Yeah.
All right, let me see her in the Hulk shit.
She looks like an insect, kind
of. Yeah, dude, not for nothing. She's pretty fucking toy. Look, it would be fun. Could I date somebody like this?
No.
No, that's crazy.
I would feel so safe.
Yeah. I mean,
come on. You don't want to be that little spoon?
Doggy.
Just for a night.
Is she dating somebody, Shannon? Do you know anything about her dating life?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, how would you even, have sex? I mean, I guess, but like doggy style would be nearly impossible. You'd have to like stand up.
She'd have to get all the way on the ground.
Let me see that one with her abs. Let's see.
Look at her ass.
So she just has to date an NBA player?
I mean, a really tall NBA player. God damn.
6'9".
And she wears those stupid fucking heels.
I had a 6'10 guy next to me on the plane, and they gave him his own seat. It was the best.
Wow.
What is this? I don't like this.
Yeah, she's a little bit fucking wild, but I would do it for sure. I would definitely smash, unquestioned.
Is that the question? Is it would we smash, or is it?
Is it toit or night? Toit or night. So do you say, is she toit or is she night?
She's toit.
I said she's toy. Dude. Toy. Not for nothing. Toy all day. All the live long day.
I don't know. She scares me like a monster.
yeah. No, she's freaky. She's an allergy bitch, of course.
All right.
Unquestionably.
Okay.
Let me see that.
Wow. Yes. Watch where she bends over.
She definitely has a great body, especially. You think picking that thing up every day?
Yeah. Oh yeah, doggy. What? Hell yeah, dude. No, she's tweet as fuck.
Yeah.
The more I look at her, the more I like her.
Yeah. I would definitely. That's a story. That's a great story.
Yeah. Good for her. Good for her, Shannon. Good job picking it.
So everyone says yes.
Yeah.
Of course. All right. Let's take a moment and thank Manscaped for supporting today's show. Manscaped.com makes incredible below-the-belt grooming products. I'll tell you right now, their Lawnmower 4.0, there's nothing like it. I use it literally maybe once or twice a week in the shower. 30 seconds, I trim my downstairs. I'm in and out. My girlfriend loves it. If you want to get your dick sucked, guys, you want to get all that hair off your balls and shaft. Because I'm going to tell you right now, girls do not want to put that in their mouth. Manscaped is going to help you get your dick sucked.
Plus, your grooming routine just isn't complete without applying the Crop Preserver, the Crop Reviver. They also have shampoos, body wash. It's incredible. Everything they have, a body deodorant. Everything is super premium, and it looks really nice. It's a great gift.
An amazing gift, honestly. Right now, go to manscaped.com. Check out their entire line of products. When you check out, use the promo code REALASS. You're going to save 20% off with free shipping. This is a great, great deal. 20% off free shipping. Get this for the man in your life. Father's Day is coming up not that far from now. But, yeah, that's it. Manscaped.com. Use that promo code REALASS. 20% off. All right. Where were we? All right, let's, 41-year-old man dies after taking two Viagras and drinking. That's crazy. I blue chew it sometimes.
Yeah, who doesn't, right?
Do a little pop, a little secret blue
chew.
What
did he do? Yeah.
Blue chew.
What did this guy?
It's same shit, Viagra.
Sifidel or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Sildenafil.
Yeah, that's it.
Calm down, fucking Dr. Whore.
Every comic is doing the blue chew. Every comic has got that wrestle they all gave in their
us
back pocket.
They gave us a fucking prescription.
Freak. No, but I think every comic is neurotic.
What do you mean?
Like just, you know, I think maybe it's because I'm in my 30s now, but it feels like every comic is like, and then, you know, they're juicing.
No, I do it just because I come too fast, and I need to.
It does more. Make it you not come as fast.
Yeah, it does.
Or as much.
No, I like come a lot.
The load is
that might be because you're aging. I miss 28-year-old cum shots.
My load when I'm not on Blue Chew is heavy.
Is it heavy? Does it have projection?
Projection.
Wow.
Heavy. Lots of jizz.
Not
are
on
you
Blue
doing
Chew.
Athletic
if
greens?
When I'm on Blue Chew, it is a little.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm on Blue Chew, it's like, it's a fucking shotgun.
How do we feel about thick cum versus thin cum?
Drink more water.
Drink more water?
Mm-hmm.
Drink more cum. I don't know. I guess that's really up for the chick to decide. My assumption is you would not want a thick cum. A girl doesn't want a thick.
Yeah, you don't want to have to chew before
with a
you
thick
swallow.
Cum. It got to you.
Too thick to swallow.
It was on me, and it was too thick. Too thick.
Like you couldn't wipe it off.
I'm going to say this, and it's going to be really gross, but it's almost like I could have used my hands, gotten it into a ball, and thrown it away without any residue on my hands.
No, well,
yes. You know what I mean?
Who was it? Name names.
Blubber. I won't.
It's a comic.
Flubber?
You bang comics.
No, I don't bang comics. Okay. This was a...
He's dehydrated. Was he drinking?
No.
Yeah, he's got to drink more water.
Because they say what you eat matters, right? Yeah. All that
maybe
stuff.
He was drinking. This guy might have had a couple drinks.
Yeah, if he's dehydrated, he's not gonna. He's gonna come just a fucking wad.
Yeah. My assumption is a chick does not want really thick,
tasty
jizz.
Cum.
You want a little bit of thickness to it. You don't want it to be watery either, right? Watery would feel like you're eating pissed on.
That happens sometimes too, though. I shoot fucking watery jizz.
Shannon, do you want thick cum or do you want thin cum? You know what, ladies? Put on the sexy music. We're going to get all the ladies' opinions on this one and the new fucking office manager.
Oh, no. Natalie said it's not on out there.
It's not on out there?
No. Do you want to put it on now?
No, I don't know. I don't want her hearing anything
yeah,
that I say.
Yeah,
about
she didn't
yeah.
look too happy when you pointed
she can
at
her. She can hear, yeah. I think, from the headphones, so she knows we're talking about
her. So
it
the
right
three
now.
Of us are going to come
on
the way
down.
Getting
into?
And we're going to rate A, B, or C.
I told Ralph, don't hire normal people. I was like, she's going to fucking seriously sue us.
Yeah.
You can't sue us, just so you know.
You can't sue.
We're all canceled.
Did she sign a can't sue?
We do make people sign can't sue.
Oh, good.
Can't sue agreements.
Better name.
You want the cum to be the consistency of... It's too hard. This is hard. What's the liquid? I mean, the closest I can think is like thick protein shake.
Ooh,
you want it to be proteiny.
Yeah, but you fucking...
Not snot.
I think that's why when you get that projectile fucking jizz, it's because it's soluble. It's loose.
Yes.
So that's why you could shoot. When it's heavy, it just...
You know,
Shannon,
when you're running...
How thick do you want your load?
You know how like Pedialyte is slightly thicker than water? Yeah. I feel like that. No thicker than that. I feel like that's gross. Thinner.
I think it has to be a little thicker.
Natalie, have you ever had jizz in your mouth?
Yeah.
In your mouth. Mm-hmm. You blew a guy to completion.
Yep.
More than once. Or is that just that one guy?
More than once, though, yeah.
More than one guy.
No.
More than once.
One guy more than once. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Come on, folks. Thinner is better.
Thinner is better.
Thinner is better.
Yeah.
Nice.
I am telling you, this was like, it really was like a, it could have become a being and walked away. I could have made a little snowman out of it. I didn't like it.
It's nice.
It's like Play-Doh.
So what happened with this guy that died? He took two Viagras. He was drinking.
Yes.
I took two Blue Chews once just to see what would happen.
What does happen?
Get twice as hard. That's crazy, doggy.
Doggy. It's
simple math here, doggy. That shit was fucking
really
rock
I
hard.
Fucked a Blue Chew dick once and it was too...
Too hard.
It was just like a fake toy.
Really?
Yeah, it felt like
get
a fake.
Get the fuck out of here.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, because it was like a neurotic guy with a big brain attached to like a dick.
A rock hard fucking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, what are you going to do with that? You know what I mean?
It really does trick you to think that you have a big dick too. Yeah. Like my dick is not big at all.
Yeah.
I take a Blue Chew. I'm like, what's up? Behold.
Yeah.
Behold what this is.
Hey, you just find it. You see it? See it?
Yeah. Wow.
Grinding holes into the mattress.
I would imagine you had a big dick. You have big hands?
I do big hands. It's not a small dick. It's just not a big dick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's just not something that's going to fucking... Nobody's writing home about.
Right. You want a low cervix.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. So what happened, Shannon?
So he was this guy in Nagpur, India.
That is racist.
Was hanging out with a chick at a hotel. They were drinking together for a bit, and then he took the 50 milligram tablets of sildenafil. He woke up the next morning and said he felt uneasiness. He was throwing up. He was feeling shitty. And she said, maybe you should see the doctor. And he was like, nah, it's all right. I've had these symptoms before. And then later on that day, he died.
Wow.
And so that his blood alcohol level was 0.186.
Is that high?
So 0.08 is the legal limit to drive.
I don't know what that means.
It's three times.
He was twice the legal.
But
limit.
I don't really. I
know you mean.
I know what that means, dickhead. I'm not dumb. I understand.
Oh,
numbers.
I was going to say I don't know numbers.
I don't know what like they say the legal limit to drive. Like how what is the
one
legal
drink,
limit to drive?
One drink per hour.
0.08.
What do
but
I
how
feel
do I
like?
Feel?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's why that law sucks.
Is it fun? Yeah. Is it still when you get in the car and you're like, this isn't fucking fast, dude? I can't believe I get
concentrate a lot more.
Yeah. Because I'm down with that. I got pulled over when I still drank. Wine teeth.
Why am I thinking? Ew. And you got arrested?
No. He was like, your license plate. You're missing a license plate. And I was like, thank you.
You're like, look, I ate it.
Yeah. It was crazy. In New York, they don't stop you.
Wow.
Yeah. Peanut butter is the old trick. Throw that shit under your tongue.
Why?
Blocks all the smell of alcohol in your mouth.
Oh, my God. You have a problem.
Chew up a fucking nutrageous or a Reese's.
That's how Doug's parents taught him to speak.
Yeah.
It's like a horse in an old movie.
Yeah, this isn't an accent. It's just my tongue gets held back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all this is.
Yeah, that's fucking wild, dude. Maybe
so his heart stopped. Amphetamine.
That happened with another guy. Didn't it happen at the cat house or like one of those whorehouses? Like an NBA player had a heart attack?
Oh, the guy that was married to
Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
I believe.
He died?
No,
he died. He had a heart attack or some shit.
I think he had a stroke.
Yeah,
but I think he was taking like a lot and like
he took a bunch of coke and Viagra at a whorehouse.
Forget your heart.
What a way to go.
7 feet tall. Their hearts aren't like
the blood can't make it up there.
Dude, that was like it's so funny. Like as I've gotten older, like I'm just not the same scumbag that I was.
Yeah.
But, like doing coke, Viagra at a whorehouse. Old Lewis, that just truly sounds like a little slice of heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what a fun night that would be. And right now, if you said, dude, we got fucking whores, coke, and Viagra, I couldn't even imagine.
Dude, I was watching that movie, Worst Person in the World, and they are falling in love as the sun comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching that being like, you guys are going to have a shitty day tomorrow. You lost a lot of sleep. Where in the past, all-nighters was like, that's how I live my life.
100%. Yeah.
By the way, he had 12 strokes and 6 heart attacks.
Before?
After mixing cocaine, alcohol, and a sexual stimulant.
Hell yeah.
Wait, what 12 strokes in one night?
And 6 heart attacks, yeah.
What does he look like now? Is he all fucked
up? No, he's good. I saw him on a reality show recently. He's good. He's all
set. It sounds like he was calling some things heart attacks that weren't. We've all had the palpitations. We're like, that was a double B. That was a double B.
Heart attacks.
Yeah.
The nosebleed on top of
Yeah, I definitely...
You know, I was thinking that the other day. It's funny. Like, I've never had that. Like, just some dirty fucking girl and then... coke all night. I've never done that. I've done coke always like with friends.
My entire relationship with Karen Feehan.
Oh my God. You've never had the all night one dude. You're like playing games together and then fucking and trying to fuck.
Never. Doing more blow. And yeah. Fucking, oh my God. That was literally my life for a few years.
Really?
Like I was doing so much coke and it was just like.
Same.
I was doing coke, but it was always out, like at bars and shit like that.
No, it was a lot of alone.
I dated a coke dealer. Best coke in the world.
That had best to fucking rule.
And he pressed his own Xanax.
Wow.
So at the end of the night, he'd fucking whip a bar into my mouth, and I'd sleep like a little baby. Because you know the come down is when you want to kill yourself.
Right.
And then the next
I wouldn't have Xanax. I would always take NyQuil. I would take 4 NyQuil, which I know that's dangerous. There's no way. Like,
yeah, that's,
I would do coke all night, and then I'd be like, I got to sleep. Then I'd walk to the deli. I'd get 4 NyQuil, take them all, and just lie there with my fucking head spinning until I finally just passed out. And then I'd wake up in the morning, and I'd vomit it all out.
That's good. It's good that you vomited it out.
The worst feeling in the world is getting up in the morning after an all-nighter, drinking all night, doing blow all night, and just that feeling of being over the toilet and just puking like you're like, dude, I have too much drugs in me. I need to puke. My body's telling me to stop.
Yeah.
That feeling, I'll never fucking miss it.
Yeah. I think the worst feeling to me is the birds.
That's the worst feeling in the world until you puke so hard your nose bleeds.
Yeah.
And then you just see the toilet start to fill with nose blood. Then it's the worst feeling in the world.
I think I like the puking because I'm like, at least I'm undoing this. But that might be the woman in me, you know, the bulimia being like, get the Boda box out of me. But I hate when you're staying up all night and then you see the sun start to come up and then you hear the birds and then God forbid you see somebody outside going to work and you're like,
what did I do?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you just know you're looking at, you're like, fuck, dude, I'm going to feel like true hell and true death for the next 12 to 24 hours. Like, it's just not going to be good. Then there's a moment where you want to get like your first meal where you have the energy. You're like, I got to eat something. All right. I got to get some substantial in me. aching your way to, dude, it's so bad. The first time I ever got like really fucked up on drugs, like ecstasy. This is back in the day. I was maybe 19 years old. That's when I first started selling comedy club tickets for New Genesis Marketing Solutions. And this is when ecstasy was like, I mean, 2001, ecstasy was like massive in New York, right? This was when...
Ecstasy and rape. It's what New York was made of.
Yeah, dude. Pressed pills. Like, fun. This is... Where did you grow up?
Ithaca.
Okay. All right. So you probably... upstate New York was major drugs, like massive drugs, right? So there was a time that, you know, early 2000s, late 90s, where ecstasy was fucking like... bumping, like, and it was like, you know, there was the, you know, the Batman pills and all the different designs, right? You would get the ones with the little bombs on them were called Bin Ladens. That was right after 9/11.
Oh, beautiful.
And they were just like sort of like fucking, you get the pictures, and it was so much fucking fun. And my buddy threw a birthday party at the W Hotel. He's got like a room, and then me and this chick were hanging out, and we had, I mean, I don't even know how much ecstasy we had, but we just kept on taking a pill or two. And then the day ended. It was like the sun came up. Everyone was gone. It was just me and this chick. And we just still had more ecstasy. And we just took more and more. And the next day happened. The night happened. We took more. Yeah. The next happened. It was a 3-day full-fledged bender, nonstop, just taking ecstasy pills in this fucking hotel room. And it just, I mean...
That's Bonnaroo.
I'm getting like almost sick thinking about it.
That feeling.
It was fucking terrible.
God.
When the come down happens, you will do anything to avoid it.
Yeah.
Like if somebody walks in with more coke, you're like, fuck it. Let's keep going.
Yeah. Let's go.
I can't do the.
There's always a moment like where you're completely out of coke at the end of the night. It's like daytime. It's like 5 a.m. The sun's coming up. You're like, now you're trying to call your coke dealer and he's done. He's like, dude, I'm out.
I'm not
doing any more coke deliveries.
Do I have an Adderall left over or anything I can snort?
He's with his kids now.
You're just trying to get more and it's not happening. Oh, dude, I hate that.
Oh, the cigarettes too.
I hate it.
If I knew I was doing coke, I'd get 5 packs of cigarettes I'd suck down one after another.
I'm even cooling it on mushrooms because of it, because it keeps you up and there is like a little bit of a, you can't do it anymore?
I can't do anything anymore. I'm talking about like, Shannon, since you've known me, like I've been like, I probably party harder than anybody. I don't know if there's anybody on this fucking team, and this team fucking parties. Gas Digital parties. The two of the people in this office are on acid probably right now. This nonstop partying, and I used to go fucking hard
as fuck. I've seen you in every single stage.
Oh yeah, Shannon's seen me super inappropriate. Shannon's seen me super inappropriate. God damn it,
Shannon. Are you sober?
No. I'll drink and I'll smoke weed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll drink it.
Just no more X and Coke. That's all done.
I guess I could probably be caught doing ketamine again.
I could be caught doing Molly again, but that would be very
Molly
rare.
Under the absolute best. I'm talking about like all right, in way. Jamaica, if you guys had Molly, I can maybe be convinced to take Molly one night in Jamaica only because it is such an environment of like complete relaxation. If I really get up the next day and I'm coming down, I'm just on a beach with like amazing weather and cool people, I could maybe be convinced. But even as I'm saying it, I'm going, I don't really want to feel that way. I don't want to lose a half a day in Jamaica because I'm totally lying down on a fucking bed.
I could also maybe be convinced if we brought drug testing kits so we don't have a house full of
Jenna, can you be convinced to take Ambien?
Oh, I'm going to, and I want it. Last year,
Shannon
took it before
Ambien,
I went to
she
sleep.
Gets fucking horny as fuck, dude. Anybody, it's anybody go with Shannon.
Yeah, wow. As you can anybody tell by all smash. The sex that I have. But last year, I took it. I would go into my room, take it, and go to bed.
Yeah, you lock your door and then take it.
I did Ambien one time. It was crazy.
Yeah.
I only did one time to sleep, and everything, I was hallucinating that everything in the room was a little guy. Like, you know, like the picture would be like a dude just being like, what's up? But I didn't care. I was like, what's up?
Everything's a little guy.
Yeah. But then the next day we realized that there was a mannequin in the room. But what? That wasn't a guy.
Wow.
That was just a mannequin the night before. But like literally like a globe with somebody turning its head around the corner.
Yeah, they're all kind of looking like they
know. Yeah.
Ambien.
Did you do Ambien in Pee Wee's Playhouse?
I know. It was like a
Jordan.
You know how girls over decorate their house with like knickknacks? I think it was one of those houses. You know what I mean? Mm. But yeah, I think I'm off. I think I'm done with drugs. I mean, I'm prescribed Adderall and Prozac. But besides that, everything I do the next day, I can feel the serotonin plummet and I don't have any room for more depression. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't have any wiggle room.
Well, I just also like, I think when I was really drugging, I was at a place in my life where I didn't enjoy life. Right. Yeah. So what I, you know, it's kind of hacky to say I'm trying to escape. Right. Mm. But it was my normal state. I would wake up and I'd go, oh, fuck, I'm depressed. I don't have a lot going on. Whatever it was easy to want to escape. Right. And now if I lose a half a day, like I feel like I've lost a moment of my life. I got a kid. I got a career. I have cool shit that happens literally every day of my life for to give that up for to feel. The feeling of being high the night before doesn't outweigh the feeling I have in life right now. I'm finally happier sober than I am high. Maybe that's what it is, right?
Yeah. Mm.
So maybe you know, there's probably something to that.
Totally. My friend the other night, she was like, I keep getting in bad relationships. And she was like, you're just getting high off shitty relationships. And she was like, you just have to get high off other things. And I was like, man, there are so many things in my life that other people don't have that I do get. Like comedy makes you so high.
Yeah, of course.
Or like running. Like there are so many things I have. But she was like, it's just like any other drug. You have to like quit.
Yeah.
You basically have to be so sober and find healthy ways to get high. But yeah, I do agree that at that time you're like, you had no way of getting high.
No.
You had no, everybody was like, especially in your 20s when everybody treats you like you don't know anything. Mm. You have nothing to give. So you're like, well, then I'm just going to be a raccoon. I mean, and then I'm just going to be in the corner squirreling around.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that you also age rapidly when you do drugs.
Oh, especially Coke. That fucking shit ages you.
It's crazy. You'll wake up the next day and you are like, I feel like I'm on mushrooms seeing myself as an old woman, but this is reality.
Yeah.
And it was cocaine.
Yeah.
Speed fucking kills you, man.
It all kills you, man. I'm fucking, you know, I really don't miss it. I did a little bit of K at Skankfest and then I kind of regretted it. I didn't
squirty?
Like the feeling. Yeah, the squirty.
What is it? I always...
That was popping around.
But what does it feel like? Is it an upper or is it like a...
It's wobbly.
It's a wobbly?
For me, it's a wobbly.
Oh, that's
not
fun.
It's not an upper or a downer. It's like, I've never done a whippet, but my assumption is it's going to be in the category of like like a whippet.
Paint, like this? Like, ew.
Paint thinner, sort of like.
Oh, nice.
You know, huffing paint. Like, whatever that feeling is. Like, when I take it, you like, when you take enough, which for me, I'm not taking a little bit to be like, ooh, I feel a little bit of K. Like, I want to drop back into a K hole and forget that I exist, right?
I see.
So it's like, did you ever see Get Out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know when she puts a spell on him and he drops down into like the
sink.
Fucking...
Or what is she... The sunken place.
Yeah, that shit. It feels like you're kind of in the sunken place and you're underwater. And
who would
but
want
you're
that?
Sort of like moving. And there's like a perpetual motion sort of happening.
It's fucking nuts.
It's pretty wild. But it only lasts for like 15 minutes and you come out of it and there's no come down.
Wow, nice.
So that's oh why anybody would want to do it. For me, there's literally there. I guess maybe for some people, I've never heard anybody talking about a come down. 20 minutes later, you're completely normal, and they use it for therapy. So they will put people into like they'll use ketamine and they'll fucking, I don't know if it's talk therapy, whatever else it is, but it's a very popular thing right now with doctors.
My buddy's getting it, and it really helped her a lot. Ketamine therapy. Yeah. I'm terrified of it, but I would like to do it. They put you in a.
I would say, you know, do it. You know, if you know what you're doing, you do a very little bit. You do like little bumps. And then, I mean, the highest I've ever been, I told that on the show as well. I was doing Molly. I was with this chick. She had a really nice house in California. And we were just doing a little bump of Molly, little bump of ketamine, and just boom, boom, boom. And at one point, we were just fucking on another planet. Like, yeah. I'm talking about like visuals, but like physically feeling it. We were in like a hot tub and the water was fine. It was like wild. I mean, at one point I was like, I'm going to die. Like, I felt my heart going like so bad, but I didn't care. I was like, this is worth it. Yeah. Like, it was bad.
That's how I feel about weed. I always think I'm going to die. Acid, I think I cured a lot of, I had crippling OCD middle school, high school. I just almost had to drop out because I couldn't touch anything. And I tripped hard on acid, like a big dose. It wasn't actually a big dose, but the dropper was on that square that day.
Yeah, of course.
And I when I came out of it, I like went into a room, trapped myself for like 9 hours and was like, I'm going to figure out this OCD shit.
Wow.
And then I came out and I was like, I didn't notice right away that it was better. But then like a couple months in, I was like, I haven't had any of these things. And then Michael Pollan wrote a book recently where he was like, yeah, acid and mushrooms help with OCD.
I believe it.
Yeah. But it made like a huge difference.
Yeah. I mean, super like introspective. Like if you go hard, I've tripped so hard where I've like, you know, you think you're figuring out the meaning of life. The reality is you're just like, you're coming up with epiphanies that probably don't actually have anything really substantial to them.
Yes.
But you've convinced yourself that you've come up with this epiphany. You've convinced yourself that you've made a breakthrough. And that's all it is sometimes. All you need to do is psychologically turn that switch on or off. So, acid, mushrooms, all those drugs, they've been super scary for me. I've had times where I've taken so much where I thought I was going to kill myself or I thought my friends were going to kill themselves. I was, you know, when I went hard, I went so hard that, you know, it was just never about being a little high. Like, even now, I take dabs and I take like 5 big dabs to the head.
Oh, my God.
And I'm fucking like,
Jesus Christ.
You're not worried. You don't do the thing where you're like, what if I chew my arm off? You know what I mean? That's what I always do.
With weed now.
Yeah, that's every time I smoke weed, I'm like, what if I just bit through my tongue?
No.
Damn.
Right through
it. That's the thought you get?
I have that without weed. I'll be on an airplane, and I'm like, what if I start biting people right now?
Sometimes I'll have a knife in my hand, and I'll be like, what if I killed everybody in my family right now?
Yeah.
And then I shut that thought.
That's that intuition that you have where you're like,
I know, but it's like it's a crazy thought. Like I have it. I'm like, what is wrong with me? And then I don't do it, so I'm fine.
I had to be a roofer for a minute, and I was like,
I don't murder my whole family with a knife. Relax. That's the only bad side effect of weed is that sometimes I have the urge to murder my entire family.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah,
big deal, dude.
They're only ideas. If you don't act on them, it's fine.
Yeah. I've met your family. I get it.
Yeah, simple as that. let's see. One final story. This is interesting. DoorDash driver complains about $8 tip. I saw this a while ago. I saw this a couple weeks ago, Shannon. It's kind of an old story, but I do like it. I order DoorDash, Uber Eats, all that stuff all the time. I'm regularly fucking ordering from these people. And I tip okay. I think I tip okay. I give usually between $6 and $8
Jesus,
for a tip.
Fuck.
Never more than I think $8 would be $10 if I'm ordering food for a party.
Yeah.
I'm ordering $400 worth of fucking food. You give a $10 tip, all right? You're fucking carrying a couple bags to the door, whether I'm spending $30.
You don't go by percentage?
No, fuck that, dude.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like that's new.
You're 20% on a fucking delivery? You think the delivery is crazy.
If I get
a $90 delivery, right, which is not crazy if you just order for a family, a $90 delivery is not like, if my sister, my niece, and my son are there, it's going to be $70 to $90 for dinner, right? It's the average fucking thing. Right? Do you think I'm tipping that person $18?
No, get the fuck out of here.
Remember when the pizza guy would show up and he would give you the pizza and you would hand him $2 and he was like, thanks, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But keep the change. It was change.
Yeah. But $8 is...
That's what waiters get on that percentage, not fucking delivery
you
drivers.
You have to wait on me.
They went to work.
If you wait on me and you fucking, like, you know, and... I've gotten a little bit better. Like, if I pick something up, I'll still tip a buck or two, but I'm not fucking.
What are we doing on Uber? Is 5 stars, no tip? Can we just acknowledge that? Are we doing 5 stars, no tip?
Yeah.
We're doing 5 stars, no tip.
Thank you so much. I got scolded.
No tip at all.
I feel bad. If I'm like, yo, I have to get to the cellar and I need to get there 15 minutes faster than this thing says you're going to do, and they whip me there, I'm giving them a great tip.
Right. I'll give them a tip if.
If it stinks in
airport,
there.
I tip.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Airport, I tip every
time. Because that's a bitch to get through.
It's a long ride.
They chose
They chose it. It's a long ride. It's a $70, $80 Uber. It's a little different. If I'm taking just a quick Uber across town,
yeah,
5 stars, no tip.
Taxi driver, yellow cab, I'm tipping every single time.
I might literally get out and not pay. They have no way to track me. Get the fuck out of here.
I agree with Lewis on the Uber. From the airport, especially if they're going somewhere way out of the, like, Lewis lives in Jersey, I live deep Brooklyn.
That's
they don't necessarily know where they're next. But if I'm in Manhattan, it's like, you're
Where I live in Jersey, he's not getting another ride. He's got to get back to the airport. He's got to do, you know, it is what it is.
They get so mad when I jump in the yellow cab and I shut the door and they're like, where are you going? And I'm like, Ditmas. I'm going to Flatbush. And they're at West 4th. And they're like, no, I don't want to go. And I'm like, we're going to Brooklyn, going. Baby. Happening. Yeah.
Sorry. I've heard cab drivers yell at people getting in. I don't go to Brooklyn. I don't go.
Mm-hmm. No, but but once you're in, they can't kick you out.
Is that right?
Yeah. There's like some legal thing. So you get in, shut the door.
Yeah. I thought that was too. I got kicked out of 2 cabs trying to get back to Brooklyn from Newark Airport.
Yeah.
Until I called Uber and they sent me a bunch of money to stop emailing them.
That's
hilarious. Oh,
I send a good Karen email. I use the right word, unacceptable.
Oh, I love a Karen email. I'm so good at it.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I'm ready to Karen out at any given fucking
moment. I get some nice Uber credits when I get kicked out of an Uber because they won't go to Bay Ridge.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking amazing.
I can't believe Ubers kick you out. That seems crazy. I'm talking yellow.
One time I had to stand in front of the car because the guy wouldn't cancel the ride. And I had to put my hands on his hood because he was trying to drive away.
Dude, one time, dude, so I tried to get an Uber to the city. It was when my car was impounded. And I ordered the Uber, and he calls me. And you know this is what happens in Jersey. If they call you, you know they're asking where you're going. You're like, fuck. So I was like, I'm going to the city. He was like, no, I can't take it. I was like, well, you cancel the ride. He's like, no, you cancel it. I was like, no, you're declining the ride. You cancel the ride.
Yeah.
So he goes, oh, and then he hangs up. This cocksucker. Literally, I didn't even look at it, right? I look back at my phone again, and I see another driver's on their way to my house, right? Like 7 minutes away. I'm like, all right, fuck it, right? So they get there. Turns out this guy didn't cancel the ride. That was still the same driver. He drove all the way to my house. Oh. Wait till he saw me get out, then cancel the ride and drove off.
Oh
my God.
That's slimy.
I mean, if I could have caught up to him, and I did chase the car. Like, I did, like screaming down the road.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, yeah. So he made the money off of that trip.
He didn't make the money off the trip. He just wanted to be a cunt.
Yeah, he wanted to waste your time.
He just wanted to waste my time and fucking be a cunt. Ooh, it made me angry.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's sinister.
It is. Look, we got to wrap this one.
Okay.
It's been fun.
It has been
fun. Great show. Always love having the great Doug Yurman, Jordan Jensen coming out, crushing it on a real ass debut. Support both of these assholes.
Yay.
Yes, please. Listen to B and Ian with Jordan. I think we might change the name.
What are you going to change it to?
We don't know yet. It may be me and Ian.
Me and Ian.
What do you think about the name? What is your take, B and Ian with Jordan? We might change it.
I like me and Ian.
You like me and Ian?
I like me and Ian.
We also were thinking of Rat Brain.
Rat Brain.
Mm-hmm. Because we both have rat brains.
I like it, though. It's good. Either way. Fun
what do you
stuff.
Think
Love
about
Ian.
Being Ian with Jordan as a name?
I think it's great.
Wow, look at you. Very
I
like positive.
It. I know. I like that name. I don't mind it.
I think me and Ian would look good on a poster or on merch more than the others.
Yeah.
Me and Ian. It also it articulates what it is more.
Especially with the ampersand.
And I love an ampersand.
Also, they'll That's be like...
That. Me, ampersand Ian would look really nice.
So I think that... It's also an extension of the current name, so you're not gonna like people will know exactly what happened and what it is. There's not an explanation. You're not going, oh, this is Rat Brain. It's a new, you know.
Yeah.
You're sort of like, you know. I think me and Ian being Ian, everyone goes, oh, they changed the name, and that's cute. I get what happened there.
Ian hates when I talk about the name, but I am like, look how we just spent 3 minutes plugging our pod just now. You saw that? Yeah. You saw how we did that?
Dude, Ian's a fucking moron, and he's gay, and you know what? He's one of the funniest people in the world, and he'd be rich if he didn't have that.
I've heard him have sex, though. I think he might be a sex king.
Sexing, what does that mean?
Well, you know when you hear sex, have you heard like, what are sex? You doing? Because we had hotel rooms right next to each other. And you know when you hear somebody and you're like, what the fuck was that? This, I was like, yeah. And now switch to the, oh yeah, there is, yeah, he's got it. My boy's got it. You know what I mean?
That was Ian making those noises, by the way. Yeah.
Who is your roommate?
I live with Ethan Simmons Patterson and Michael Rowland.
Somebody was like, oh, what? I didn't think Jordan would do your show because she's roommates with this person.
Mike Rowland?
No, they named another name. And it was Fernandez or...
Somebody who doesn't like you or somebody who's...
I think that they thought you were roommates with Jake Flores. That's what I think happened.
Whoa.
Yeah, I have no idea. I was like, because that's the only person that like hates me enough that his roommate wouldn't do my podcast.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, it was weird. Anyway.
No, I live with the best comics. Oh, they're the
fuck
best.
Yeah, I'm sure they're great. Get them on the pod, please. Yeah. Let's party. All right, look, we're out. We'll check you next time. Oh, yeah, also, guys, Skankfest tickets officially on sale April 10th, 12 noon Eastern. Here, go to skankfest.com. Grab those tickets, guys. They will sell out in minutes. They do every year. And we just signed a couple fucking great names that I think people are going to really like seeing at Skankfest. There's like probably 8 or 10 people right now that have never done Skankfest before that are fucking awesome. Massive comedians. So it's getting bigger, getting better as always. You guys are the best. We'll check you guys on Wednesday. Peace.
That's all, folks.